The ranking member on Parliament's Select Committee on Energy, Katie Hammond, says the creation of the Ministry of Power is not the panacea to the numerous challenges bedeviling the power sector in the country. Ms. Hammond told Radio Ghana that the problem has to do with the power generation and VRA, but not the ministry. He says, though he believes in the competence of Dr. Kwabena Donkor, who has been nominated to head the new ministry, he doubts how much difference Dr. Donkor can make if things remain the same at Volta River Authority, GRIDCO and ECG. Ms. Hammond spoke to Bubu Klinogo.
I think there's anybody who should be able to run power ministry in this country. It's him. He's got a competence. He's extremely good at what he does. He knows the job inside out. I congratulate him on his appointment. You see, I think it's nomination, not appointment, it's nomination. But the worry I have, really, is that is the splitting up of the ministry the answer to the myriad of problems, the challenges, the very, very difficult power situation facing the country? Is the answer to it the splitting up of the ministry? Kind of a rhetorical question, but I'm prepared to answer it myself. It doesn't seem to be the case. The problem is to do with the power generation. Is it power generation? And from my investigations and my understanding of the situation, it really has nothing to do with the ministry as such. It's to do with the inability of a VRA to come up with the adequate resources to get the fuel to power the plants. And we have our hydro generation and then the thermal generation, and the mix of it give us what we produce in this country. Clearly, the hydro generation is not good enough. It's not adequate, all of us. So for so many years, hydro has been complemented with the thermal generation. The thermal needs either gas or crude to run. We don't have gas. For all these years, it's crude that we use. VRA is now in an unenviable position where they themselves cannot afford purchase of crude, and the government is unwilling. By my last check, they needed about $500 million to pay for crude. So what it is that some of the installed thermal capacity are standing idle. They're not working.
The ranking member on Parliament's Select Committee on Energy, KT Hammond.
And still on energy, an energy expert Kofi Wayo says creating a new Ministry of Power is not a solution to the energy crisis the country is currently going through. He said President Mahama should have set up a committee to investigate and remove the inefficiencies in the system. Mr. Wayo stated this in an interview with Radio Ghana.
What the president should have done, you know, this, you have all this organization, Ministry of Energy, GRIDCO and all. He should have set up a task force to bypass all these guys because they've been there for years, 45 years, they can't provide energy. So you set up another with taxpayers' money, and they're not going to be able to do the job either because they come from the same class of people. So you're going to have the same problem. All you've got to do is set up a task force and power the guy who must be from outside. And give him what you call a modicum, okay? One. In 6 months, I want to see these loops and loops off. In 8 months, during MPP time, they raise the energy by 800%. I want you to cut that in half. And your period is 9 months for me to see this. You got to be specific, like military order. You can't do that, you pay for it. That's as simple as that. So this duplication will not work. The president got to look at it again.
Mr. Wayo described as unfortunate the protests of workers of ECG following the dismissal of the ECG boss. He said President Mahama should be allowed the free hand to operate.
Yeah, well, the workers have a right to demonstrate. You can't take that from them. But what did the management do before the workers went on strike? That's what you got to find out. The people running the energy, they don't know what they're doing. I've been telling you people, you don't politicize energy, okay? What I mean by this is this. You don't put people in energy because they're members of a political party. You got to get professionals, who to do the job. And since I came to Ghana, I've been telling you that, and you don't listen. So this is the result. I told you the energy will crash, didn't I? Since 1995, I've been telling you people, you don't want to listen. So the mama is being sabotaged. I know that. But unless he wakes up, it's going to get worse. Firing the ECG is not the way to go. He should have arrested him. That's what he should have done. And you have to show muscle. If he doesn't show muscle, well...